It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
You know, last week I was pretty excited because it was the start of the high school football season. This week I am even more excited because not only are we heading into week two of the college football or the high school football season, we are now also getting into college football as well. I cannot be more ecstatic. So we got a bunch of games last week, some shocking games, some shocking scores, I guess. Some games I was surprised at. And so, you know, man, I did not see where going to Appling. I knew. I was pretty confident that Ware would go and win that game, but the way they won it, pretty impressive. And you may see Ware County in the next segment in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So let's talk about some of the games that we have coming up for tonight. And we'll start with Eastlake at Camden County. Of course, Camden coming off of the 51-41 win against Brunswick High over at Glynn County Stadium in Brunswick, where Brunswick High just couldn't figure out how to punt the football away. I think Camden got something like 27 points off of Brunswick High's punt team or blocked punts, punting the ball to the snapper's head. Those types of things led to Camden scoring 27 points. So Camden 51-41 winners over Brunswick. They'll host Eastlake, Monroe at Colquitt County, Mount Zion at Lowndes. Richmond Hill goes between the bricks themselves. This time the home team will be the Glynn Academy Red Terriers. For those folks of you who don't know, Brunswick High Pirates and Glynn Academy Red Terriers share Glynn County Stadium, which, by the way, in my opinion, Glynn County Stadium, one of the top three high school football facilities in the entire state of Georgia, and that includes all of the nice ones in Atlanta as well. Richmond Hill, Glynn Academy, barometer game, right? We keep hearing about how good Richmond Hill is. We saw Glenn go into JC Stadium last week and beat a really good Wayne County team 16-10. So this will be a good game. By the way, one of the things that that we're going to start doing here is we're going to start picking games in the last segment. You know, just a few. Not all of the games are going on, just the ones I think might be relevant. And that will be one of the games that we pick, by the way, Richmond Hill at Glynn Academy. By the way, the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp and DBM Roofing. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate, 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook and check them out online, dbmroofing.com. All right, so some of the other games. Gadsden at Tift. Boy, Tift put it on Griffin. Didn't see that coming. Shut out the Griffin Bears. Monday's Mill at Valdosta. Benedictine goes to Buford, and Benedictine just took it on the rear end against Rabun Charter or Rabun whatever special school that was. They went over to Savannah, and they whooped Benedictine, beat them bad. Benedictine now will now take the trip up to Atlanta to play Buford. By the way, it don't get any easier against Buford. Bradwell at Westover. Brunswick High goes to Wayne County. This is another one of those premier games in the state. Of course, I already told you that Wayne and Brunswick both coming off losses. Brunswick's got to take the trip to JC Stadium, a tough place to win for anybody. And Wayne's a pretty good football team, very good defensively. They're going to sit there. They're going to run the football. They're going to pound you. I think this is going to be a bad matchup for the Pirates. We'll talk a little bit more about this game in the last segment. Effingham at Houston. Effingham's going to get tested early. They got to go on the road to Houston County to play the Bears over a Warner Robins. Pretty good. I think this will be a pretty good barometer game for Effingham to kind of see where they're at. Veterans at Statesboro. Womack Field is a tough place to go. I don't care who you are. Statesboro, of course, coming off a really tough loss in a big rivalry game to Southeast Bullock. I didn't see that coming. It came, it went. Now Statesboro's got to try to regroup. They'll be hosting Veterans at Womack Field. A big, huge one. Huge one over in Douglas. The Ware County Gators will head over to Douglas to play the Coffee County Trojans. By the way, last week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, Coffee was my number one ranked team. We may see that change this week, but both of these teams, I can promise you, you're going to see in the rankings. So it's going to be two ranked teams in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings playing over in Douglas. Northside at Baldwin. Frederica put it on Savannah. They'll head over to West Nassau this week. New Hampstead at Savannah Christian. Buckle your chin straps. That one might get ugly. Fayette at Warner Robins. Daugherty at Toombs. Beach at Savannah. Should be a competitive game. Groves at West Lawrence. Windsor Forest at Brantley. Brantley went down to Charlton. I thought that game would be close, and the Indians pulled out a can. They throttled the Herons down in the swamp in Folkestone, and we'll see what they look like. Brantley looks like this week trying to regroup, now hosting Windsor Forest coming to town. Bryan County at Aquinas, Jeff Davis at Rutledge, Coosa Christian at Pierce. Good luck, Coosa Christian. You're in the Bears' den. Tatnall at Metter, Telfair at Bacon County, Berrien at Lanier, Worth at Irwin, East Lawrence at Dublin. Listen, I told everybody last week. Dublin went to Swainsboro to play a game last week, and I picked Swainsboro, and I told you, nobody goes to Swainsboro and wins in Swainsboro. You know what Dublin did? Dublin went to Swainsboro and beat the Tigers in their home place. You may see Dublin in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment. Savannah Country Day at Athens Academy. Speaking of Swainsboro, they let the Dublin game go. They will now head to Twin City to play the hated big-time rival ECI Bulldogs in Twin City. ECI is looking at them. Shark circling blood in the water is the way the Bulldogs are looking at it. Swainsboro trying to regroup and show that they are a legitimate powerhouse in the state. Screven at Vidalia. Charlton at MCA. We're going to find out a lot about both of these schools. We saw Charlton destroy Brantley last week. MCA did the same thing to the Islands, shut out the Islands 22-0. That game's over at the Ship in Darien. That'll be a good one. Wilcox at Clinch. Bullock Academy coming off of their 19-18 by the skin of their teeth win over Portal in the Irk Russell Classic. They'll head down I-16 Friday night to play Claxton. And finally, Troutland County at Wilkinson County, the games that I think, you know, that we should definitely, you know, kind of pretty well pay attention to this upcoming week. On tap, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Week 2 of the high school football season, and here are some key matchups from around South Georgia. The Richmond Hill Wildcats travel to Brunswick to take on the Glen Academy Red Terriers. Bullock Academy heads east on I-16 to take on the Claxton Tigers. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets will host the Brunswick Pirates at JC Stadium in Jessup. And a huge one as the Ware County Gators head over to Douglas to take on rival, the Coffee County Trojans. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
When life gets wild, get wilder. Soar higher. Roar louder. Get your feet wet, because wild times call for wild adventures. Explore 170 acres of rides and slides and discover over 100 exotic animals. It's the last chance to splash. Hurry over to Splash Island Water Park before the season ends on September 4th. Visit wildadventures.com for tickets and hours.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
All right, it is now that time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. You're listening to the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, which is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Wild Adventures, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, DBM Roofing. This Labor Day weekend, Wild Adventures is offering free admission for community heroes, military personnel, first responders, healthcare workers, teachers, and school staff can enjoy free admission August the 31st through September the 2nd. Everyone else can enjoy 50% off admission with a food donation to Second Harvest of South Georgia. Bring at least $10 worth of food and get half off admission for up to six people. It's also the last chance to splash at Splash Island Water Park and experience the roars of Dinosaur Explorer. Don't miss out on an epic Labor Day weekend at Wild Adventures. Learn more at wildadventures.com. And here we go. All right, so last week, again, last week's rankings were based on preseason games, preseason scrimmages. We've got some hard evidence, some hard concrete games in front of us now. So there were a lot of things that changed from last week to this week after the first week of official games. We'll run it down from last week. Last week we had MCA at 10, 9 Valdosta, 8 Richmond Hill, 7 Calvary Day, 6 Swainsboro, 5 Bullock Academy, Ware was 4, Benedictine 3, 2 Coffee, and the number one team last week was the Pierce County Bears. All right, so scrimmage games don't count. They're thrown out now. We're only doing official hardcore games. Week one, go. At number 10, the first time this season into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, coming off of a 23-18 win over their rival Statesboro. At number 10, Southeast Bullock. The Yellow Jackets get in at number 10. At number 9, jumping back into the rankings with a 16-10 win on the road at JC Stadium in Jessup, the Glen Academy Red Terrors at number 9, beating Wayne County last week. At number 8, also jumping into the rankings with a 55-12 drubbing of Savannah, the Frederica Academy Knights. At number 7, also just throttling their opponent. They had them at home. The Tralton County Indians with a 61-13 win over Brantley. Check in at number 7 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 6, a nail-biter, low-scoring, slobber-knocking win for the Bullock Academy Gators over Portal, 19-18. That win, now, that does drop Portal. They were drops Bullock Academy. They were 5 last week. They'll drop to 6, but they're still in. So at 6, the Bullock Academy Gators. At number 5, jumping back in to the rankings with a 51-41 shootout win over the Brunswick High Pirates, who couldn't punt the football away. At number 5, the Camden County Wildcats. At number 4, with a 43-0 win over the Griffin Bears, a team that you don't often see in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. They jump all the way to number 4, Tift County. At number 3, with a 41-21 win over Swainsboro in their place, the Dublin Fighting Irish in at number 3. At number 2, staying at number 2 with a 59-6 shellacking of Bainbridge. Bainbridge is a good team. 59-6 drilling of Bainbridge. The Coffee County Trojans check in at number 2. And we have a new number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, jumping up 3 spots with a 40-10 convincing win over the Appling County Pirates in Baxley, mind you. The number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, yep, the Ware County Gators, spot they've often held. So let's recap. Number 10, Southeast Bullock. Number 9, Glen Academy. Number 8, Frederica. Number 7, Tralton. Number 6, Bullock Academy. Number 5, Camden County. Number 4, Tipp County. Number 3, Dublin. Number 2, Coffee. And the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Ware County Gators hold that spot. And we've got a ton of really good games. A lot of these teams that are in these rankings are involved in some of those games. And you've got top 10 matchups with Ware and Coffee. Richmond Hill will play Glenn. Tralton again's got a tough game themselves. It is not going to be an easy road for any of these teams, and we may not even see them next week. You know, who knows? It is tough to stay in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the most elite ranking in the entire state.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday, Student Discount Day on Fridays, and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialists. High quality work, Train professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust. For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's favorite for fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park. The best oysters on the coast? You'll find them at Catch 228 on St. Simon's Island at the end of Redfern Village. You'll find all your favorites on our menu as well. From burgers to peel and eat shrimp to filet mignon, it's right here at Catch 228. We have 12 drafts on tap with your local favorites. We have wine and top shelf liquor also. Happy hour daily, 4 to 6, and don't forget about our Bloody Mary Bar. Find us on Facebook for specials and feel free to call ahead. 912-634-6228. Catch 228.
I told you at the beginning of the show that I was doubly as excited as normal because the start of college football is this weekend. So we've got some games that we want to talk about for week zero. We're not going to get into the week one games. We'll do the top 25 games for week zero, and then we'll talk about some of the, I guess, the non-top 25 games as well. All right, so getting into it. Number 10, Florida State and Georgia Tech. They're going to be over in Ireland putting on a showcase Thursday night. They are the kickoff game, if I'm not mistaken. All right, look, here's the thing. No one is paying attention to what is happening at Georgia Tech. Brent Key, fantastic job last season, played, had his team play above expectations. He's doing a fantastic job recruiting, especially in Atlanta. He's getting those three stars out of Atlanta, getting them there, getting them coached up. Fantastic recruiting season for Brent Key. That is a tough physical football team in Georgia Tech, as you would expect with a Brent Key coach team, as he was when he was a player. At Florida State, a lot of question marks surrounding the quarterback position. DJU is the guy. He's been the guy in a couple of other places, which led him to not be the guy there, which is why he's in his third stop. Third different school. Unsuccessful, at least to their expectations, the prior two schools. So the question is, does Florida State have a good enough quarterback to win big games? The expectation for the Noles is college football playoff. Expectation for the Noles is ACC championship. I'm going ahead and telling you right now, it doesn't get off to a good foot. The Florida State Seminoles are going to go to Dublin, Ireland, and they are going to run into a brick wall that they didn't see coming. Georgia Tech is going to beat the Florida State Seminoles in Dublin Thursday night. You better believe it, or whatever night it is, August the 24th. Georgia Tech upsets Florida State. Write it down. Western Carolina at 24, NC State. Look, I've told you this before. I think NC State is going to be one of the teams that compete for an ACC title. I think there are going to be four of them. I think Florida State's in the mix, Clemson's in the mix, Georgia Tech will be in the mix, and NC State. Those are the four teams I think are all good enough to win the ACC. Who knows which direction it goes? What I'm telling you is NC State's a good football team. They certainly won't have any problems with Western Carolina. Lindenwood at 22, Kansas. 22 Kansas, having Kansas ranked in a college football poll still seems nutty to me, but it is what it is, and that is what the case is. they'll win this game. This will be a close game. I don't think Kansas is all that good. I don't think they'll end up being ranked at the end of the season when all is said and done. Murray State at number 11, Missouri. Next segment, I'm going to give you who I believe is are the top 12 teams in the country. Not teams that I expect to be in the college football playoff, because, you know, you've got that whole weird situation where if you win your conference, you get one of the four top seeds, even if you're not ranked in the top 12. I'm not doing all that. I'm not picking college football playoff teams. I'm telling you who the top 12 teams are in the country. That's what I'm going to do next segment. A lot of talk about Missouri being one of those teams. You'll find out in the next segment if I've got them in my top 12. They'll host Murray State. No problem here. 12, Utah hosts Southern Utah. Utah will throttle Southern Utah. Get their Big 12 championship season off on the right foot. Yeah, I'm picking Utah to win the Big 12. Montana State at New Mexico. I like New Mexico here. SMU at Nevada. SMU joining the ACC. They're going to have to go on the road. This is going to be a tough game for them. This is not going to be a cakewalk. I do like SMU to win the football game. And write this down. You heard it here first. Moving forward through the next 3 or 4 years, SMU is going to become a power in the ACC. Joining the ACC certainly has helped them. They were already recruiting pretty well where they were. Joining the ACC is going to help them. They've got the facilities there. They've got a staff and an administration that's committed to the football program. SMU is going to start getting back on the map in the next few years. Delaware State at Hawaii. No problem here for Hawaii. This should be a blowout. Howard at Rutgers. Close game. I'll take Rutgers by 10, 13 points. New Hampshire goes down to Space U to play Central Florida in the Bounce House. I went to a Central Florida game last year or year before. I don't remember when it was. It's like going to a rave. It's crazy. It's high energy from kickoff to end. It's a different atmosphere than any other college football game that I've ever been to. It's surprising they lose home games at all, as nutty as that place gets. New Hampshire will lose to Central Florida in the Bounce House, though. North Carolina A&T at Wake Forest, no problem for the Demon Deacons. Central Connecticut at Central Michigan, give me Central Michigan here. Fordham at Bowling Green, I will take Bowling Green. Lafayette at Buffalo, this will be a close game. This will be one of the better football games. If you just like watching good football games, this will fall into that category. Give me Buffalo in a close one. Jackson State at Louisiana Monroe. Give me Louisiana Monroe. Duquesne at Toledo. Toledo's a good football team. They'll win that game going away. Arkansas Pine Bluff heads to Fayetteville to play the Razorbacks of Arkansas. No chance for Arkansas Pine Bluff. The Razorbacks will win big. Coastal Carolina on the road at Jacksonville State. Coastal Carolina will go into Jacksonville State and decimate them. Coastal Carolina, one of the better teams in the FCS, I guess is what they want to call it now. North Carolina goes to Minnesota, ACC Big Ten matchup. Look, I think that Pete Fleck is doing a fantastic job in Minnesota. That is a physical football team, a very underrated physical football team. North Carolina goes to Minnesota and gets stunned. I don't think a lot of people are picking Minnesota. I am. Minnesota beats North Carolina at home, stuns the country. Plus, North Carolina's in the ACC, and I just don't think that conference is very good. Northwest State at Tulsa. Give me Tulsa. Alcorn State at UAB. UAB with the win. North Dakota State at Colorado. There will be a lot of media attention around this game, as it's a home game for the Buffs, and of course the Deion Sanders effect. Shouldn't be any problems for Colorado here, but pay attention, because if this game stays close, North Dakota State is one of those Division III powerhouses that has won a ton of national championships. And if they get into a close game, one thing they can do is run the football. Colorado better get up big early. They don't want to have a close game late in the football game in that one. East Illinois at Illinois. Give me Illinois. Sacramento State at San Jose State. I'll take San Jose State. there. And again, we're not picking any of the games from actual week one. These are all week zero games. But if you missed the opening part of this segment, the game that I'm picking that might stun some folks, Georgia Tech indeed knocks off Florida State in Dublin, Ireland to start the college football year. I think Georgia Tech will be a player in the ACC and contend to win an ACC championship. And I don't think it's unrealistic that they will.
The summer heat is here, and now is the time to make sure your AC doesn't strike out in the summer heat. Call your friends at Air Adjusters to have your AC serviced. It will help your power bill, too. And don't forget that Air Adjusters will install and service your ice machine to keep your business running smoothly, no matter the brand. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online. AirAdjusters.com. License number CN208489.
It's time for back to school, time for fall, time for football, and Cunningham Jewelers has time for you. Come on in and let your friends at Cunningham Jewelers help you pick that perfect watch to help you keep time. With the best watch selection in the Golden Isles, Cunningham Jewelers has the right timepiece for you. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. With Duckworth Properties, your dream home is just a click or a phone call away. One of the premier real estate agencies in all of South Georgia, Duckworth Properties agents have the know-how and expertise to make your dream home a reality. Whether it's finding that perfect place or a new construction, Duckworth Properties will get it done. Over $69 million in sales already for 2024. There is no better choice. 912-262-0366, online at duckworthproperties.com, or check out our Facebook page, Duckworth Properties, unlocking your dreams.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
I told you last segment that I was going to give you the Jason Bishop College Football Top 12, the top 12 teams that I think are the top 12 teams in the country. I'm not telling you these are going to be the top 12 teams that make the college football playoff. What I'm telling you is going into the season, what I think as far as 1 through 12, best to worst or worst to best, whichever order we decide to go in, 1 through 12, the top 12 teams in the country. I think we're going to run into some weirdness with the Big 12 and the ACC to where their conference champion is going to get a top four seed by winning the conference, but they're not going to be inside the top 12. Or if they are in the top 12, they're going to be toward the bottom half of the top 12. They'll have, I don't know, eight or nine teams in front of them that are ranked higher than them, maybe even better seasons, but they'll get a first round bye because they won their conference. That's the silliness that they're doing with this year's college football playoff with all that expansion stuff. So we're going to jump into, and I guess what we'll do is we'll start from 12 to 1. And the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and DBM Roofing. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so again, I'm going to give you my top 12 teams. This is not me saying that these are going to be your final 12 college football playoff teams. We'll go 12 to 1. That's what we'll do. At number 12, and we're going to find out very early about this team because they'll be playing another team that I have ranked inside of my top 12 going into the season, so we'll find out. At number 12, I've got the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I think Notre Dame's got a decent shot, man. There are some major speed bumps on their schedule. It's not an easy schedule. It's not brutal either. There are a lot of winnable games. There are a handful of games where I can see the Fighting Irish not winning. They've got a shot. I wouldn't have them here if they didn't. I've got them at number 12. Again, these are Jason Bishop's top 12 teams in college football. So at number 12, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. At number 11, they are going to score a ton of points over in Oxford. They may not play a whole lot of defense, but they're going to score a ton of points. Alabama, of course, is always a bugaboo. They're not going to beat any of the top-tier SEC teams, but they'll be good enough. They'll beat everybody else. They're going to be in the conversation to get into the college football playoff. The Ole Miss Rebels, I've got them ranked at number 11 to start the season. At number 10, a team that I'm picking to lose in an upset over in Dublin, Ireland. At number 10, I've got Florida State. I think Florida State is going to get manhandled. I think DJU is going to be running for his life. I think Haynes King for Georgia Tech is going to dismantle Florida State's defense. I think he's going to throw for a ton. They're not going to know what to do when he decides to take off with his legs. He's going to present a ton of problems for Florida State defensively. Thus, Georgia Tech will be able to score points. And I've got a lot of respect for Georgia Tech's defense. I think it's very underrated going into the season. It won't be underrated after the entire country gets to watch them on national television in Dublin. Georgia Tech beats Florida State, but for now, I've got Florida State ranked number 10. Well, Jason, if you think they're going to get beat in week one, why do you have them ranked number 10? Don't worry about it. At number 9, a team that I think is going to win at home against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, week 1. Texas A&M hosts Notre Dame in week 1. I love Texas A&M. I think that they've got a fantastic coach, new revitalization in the program, breath of fresh air. You don't feel like you're locked down to Jimbo Fisher anymore. Texas A&M has a pretty good year. I think they might be a college football playoff team. They're going to have to win some games that nobody else has them winning. For me, I've got Texas A&M ranked at number 9. At number 8, I have the Michigan Wolverines at number 8. A really good roster done by Jim Harbaugh. Of course, he leaves that program, heads on to the NFL. New coach, new attitude, new philosophies. Maybe at least defensively. They do have a new quarterback, so there are question marks there with the quarterback position. We don't really know what we're going to get. At least we don't think so. Michigan, a lot of talent, though. Very talented roster. Give me Michigan. For me, my 8th best team in the country going into the season. At number 7, down in Louisiana, in Baton Rouge, the Bayou Bengals, number 7, LSU. I think LSU is a college football playoff team. Their schedule is tough. Anybody that plays in the SEC, look, your schedule's tough. I think that's going to be taken into account when they start deciding on where they're going to rank these teams come college football playoff time. Yeah, LSU's got a tough schedule. You lose your quarterback to the NFL, okay, new kid stepping in, talented kid stepping in. I still like LSU, very fast on defense. They've got to get some fundamentals that they didn't really have at the end of last year that cost them a couple of games. I think they'll get that stuff straightened out. They'll be better defensively, maybe some growing pains early on offensively, but I think they'll be fine. They've got USC in the opener. They'll win that. USC's not physical enough to beat LSU. Number seven, LSU. At number six, my dark horse to win the Big Ten. No, I'm not picking them to win the Big Ten. I'm just saying this is a team that I'm picking to be a dark horse to win the Big Ten. Maybe the third best team in the Big Ten, at least in my opinion, I think they are. There are some tests on their schedule. We'll find out, as we will with everyone. But at number six, I think the Nittany Lions have a chance to have a big-time season. I think they have a chance to make the college football playoff, and I think they've got a chance to make some noise in the college football playoff. They're a talented football team, a little bit under the radar. Everybody's paying attention to Ohio State and what's Michigan going to do without Jim Harbaugh. Oregon comes over the Big Ten. Everybody's darling is Oregon all of a sudden. Penn State, they'll be there. I've got them at number six going into the season. At number five, everyone else seems to have this team unanimously at number two. I don't see it. They announce Will Howard, Ohio State is the team. They announce Will Howard's going to be their starting quarterback, a guy that lost his job at Kansas State. He was going to be the backup at Kansas State. He transfers to Ohio State, and ta-da, here's our starter. You're going to start at Ohio State, but you couldn't start at Kansas State. I think that's a problem. I think quarterback play is going to be a problem. Another thing is their offensive style is geared to a dual threat quarterback, which, by the way, they have on the roster, but he's not starting. Instead, they're going to go with the pro style guy to run a dual threat offense. Head scratcher, if you ask me. There are going to be problems at quarterback. They're going to struggle offensively. They better get it right before they get into some big games. A lot of talent on the roster otherwise than at quarterback. If they get the quarterback situation straight, yeah, they're unlocked to make the college football playoff. Quarterback could be costly if they decide to continue with this route. I'm not a believer, in case you hadn't noticed, not a believer in Will Howard at all. At number four, everybody's darling. I like them. I don't know if I like them to win the Big Ten, which is what I keep hearing people say. The Oregon Ducks come over from the Pac-12, join the Big Ten, and you got pundits picking them left and right to be a darling pick to beat the Big Ten big dogs. Let me tell you something about Oregon. Year in, year out, without fail, we have watched Oregon every single year since they became a power. They have gotten into a game against a physical football team that punches them in the mouth and they don't punch back. Every year. Think about the Utah game from last year. Two different times. Physical football team punched them in the mouth, beat them both times. On and on we go. The Auburn National Championship game. I don't want to sit here. I'd have to pull all this stuff up. But I'm just telling you, take my word for it. Each and every time that Oregon gets into a game against a physical football team, they get punched in the mouth and they don't punch back. They're not winning the Big Ten. They're not beating Michigan. They're not beating Penn State. They're not beating Ohio State. They're not better than any of them. But for now, I've got Oregon at number four. But why do you have number four if you just said they weren't better than any of those teams? Don't worry about it. At number three, a team that doesn't have quarterback issues, solid set in stone, Jalen Milroe. He certainly came into his own last year for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Took them all the way to the college football playoff, despite the fact they should not have been there. They were there. So at number three, I've got the Alabama Crimson Tide. They're a shaky number three to me. Shaky number three. Kalen DeBoer is going to have to prove some things to me. He's been over in the Pac-12, and he's had Michael Penix Jr. throwing the football all over the field to some really talented receivers. And I get it. Jalen Milroe's talented. There are talented receivers at Alabama. It's not like, you know, the cupboard's bare over there. But he's coaching against other elite coaches in the SEC. Are there elite coaches in the Pac-12? Yeah, sure there are elite coaches. But the coaches in the SEC are better coaches. It's a better brand of football. It's a better league. Kalen DeBoer is going to find that out. You've got to be able to run the ball in the SEC. He ain't doing a lot of that at Washington. He ain't doing a lot of that. At number two, maybe a team that I've got higher than most people do. Granted, I've seen them in the top five a lot. But at number two, no issues at quarterback. They've got a really talented backup too. Extremely talented roster. Receivers that can stretch the field. The defense, mid. Room for improvement. I think that they will get better coming into this season than what we saw at the end of last year. But, you know, they weren't bad. Pretty dang good. At number two, I've got Texas. I think Texas is the second best team in the country. That game is going to get played. The number one, in my opinion, the number one team in the country and the number two team in the country are going to play in the regular season. You may see that game in a rematch for the national championship. I think there's a good shot at it. So with that being said, the number one team that I have for the college football playoff, or my top 12 rankings, but they will be in the college football playoff. If they're not, it's time to get to church because it's about to end. The number one team, the Georgia Bulldogs. No shocker here. Shouldn't be a big surprise. Georgia is loaded. Carson Beck is going to be the first quarterback taken in the NFL draft. They have a very impressive, fast, physical defense. They have very talented corners. The safeties are good. They can rush the passer. Linebackers flow back and forth across the field and just fly. Here's the difference. Last year, Ladd McConkey was hurt a lot. Brock Bowers hurt a lot. Carson Beck had to do a lot on his own and elevate receivers. Well, he did. He did that. This year, they got receivers. Now, they lost Ra-Ra Thomas for some shenanigans. I get it. But the roster has play-breaking receivers, game-breaking receivers, stretch the defense receivers, receivers that you're going to have a safety over the top. That's been the one thing that's been missing, in my opinion, from the Georgia Bulldog roster. Those big time in the Kirby Smart era, and even back to Mark Richt, mostly. You had a couple here and there. But that big time playmaking receiver that you can count on to have huge games and nobody in the country can guard them one-on-one. Georgia's got a couple, three of those on the roster. That's going to be the big difference. That's what makes Georgia almost, in my opinion, as unbeatable as an unbeatable team can be. There are no weaknesses here. Great quarterback, great offensive line. You can rush the passer. Your secondary is great. You've got receivers that can stretch the field. You've got about a stable full of running backs that you can just pick and choose who you want to run the football. And you got a number one pick at quarterback. Handily, Georgia's the number one team. So I'll recap it for you. Number 12, Notre Dame. 11, Ole Miss. 10, Florida State. 9, Texas A&M. 8, Michigan. 7, LSU. 6, Penn State. 5, Ohio State. 4, Oregon. 3, Alabama. 2, Texas. And the number one team, obviously, is the Georgia Bulldogs. And I'll just go ahead and throw this out. I've got Georgia and Texas playing in the national championship game in the college football playoff.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy. Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Makin' Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
All right, so I promised you at the beginning of the show that once we got to the last segment that I would pick some winners from tonight's Friday night games in the high school football realm. This is quickly becoming my favorite segment. I'm really starting to get into this. It's like the third week I've done it. Some preseason games, I pick winners. But last week was really the first time that I got to pick games for regular season games that count. And so we're going to do it again, and we're going to do it throughout the season. I love this. I absolutely love this. All right, so one of the games I'm going to pick, and I get to pick which games I pick. So that's the awesome thing. East Lake at Camden. East Lake, a 5-5 team from last year, down from South Florida. They'll be coming up to Chris Gilman in Kingsland to play the Wildcats. This team won a state championship a couple of years ago. They're no match for Camden. Camden will roll in this football game, get to 2-0 on the season. Richmond Hill at Glen Academy. Rocky Hidalgo has a card up his sleeve, for a lack of a better term. He's got a quarterback playing that's an athletic dual threat kid. Meanwhile, he's got another kid that transferred in that can just sling the football all over the field, trying to get him acclimated to the offense, let him learn at his own pace. And there's going to come a day. There's going to come a day this season where the kid's going to get his opportunity to play quarterback, and the dual threat kid will probably shift out to wide receiver. I don't know. I don't want to talk for Rocky, but that's what I think, right? And when that happens, that team's going to get really good really fast. Defensively, a little young for the Red Terrors. They did a good job last week against a really good Wayne County team that loves to run the football. This week, they're going to play a much better team than they saw last week. 16-10 winners for Glen Academy last week. Richmond Hill comes to town. They had the week off in week one. They've been doing nothing but getting ready for Glen Academy. Richmond Hill comes down to Glen County Stadium, takes a short trip down I-95. Richmond Hill wins this football game, and you heard it here first. Richmond Hill's got a chance to win their region. Don't forget, they're in that region with Colquitt and Lowndes and Valdosta. I heard some things about Colquitt from this past week that made their way to me that we kind of associate Colquitt with that powerhouse program, as they should be. They've earned that reputation. But maybe they're not as powerful as they have been in the past. And the Valdostas and the Camdens and the Richmond Hills of the world might catch them a little vulnerable more so this year than what they've caught them in the past. Richmond Hill is very good. Again, I've said this before, Richmond Hill's got the best football team that they've ever had up at Richmond Hill. Mundy's Mill at Valdosta. Mundy's Mill, typically a playoff team. They're going to go to Baysmore Hyder and they're going to get throttled. They ain't never seen, well, they have, but the Valdosta is going to be too much for them. Valdosta will win big. Benedictine at Buford. I talked about how Benedictine got spanked last week. Nobody saw that coming. Now they'll head up the road to play the College of Buford, is what they like to say up that way. They won't beat Buford. Buford will send Benedictine to 0-2 on the season. Brunswick High at Wayne County. Look, Wayne's got a tough schedule. They lost a game last week where Glen Academy outplayed them at their own game. Glen Academy pretty much played the same game anyway. They've got a much different team in Brunswick coming. Brunswick's probably got more talent on the roster, I would think, than Wayne County does, but boy, that's a bad matchup for the Pirates. Wayne County loves to pound the football. They're very good defensively. Brunswick likes to fling the ball around. Yeah, Brunswick can run the football, too. They've got that four-star Hezekiah Kent. I get all of that. I just think this style of play for Wayne County, this smash mouth, downhill, and they can throw it a little bit, too. I think it presents a lot of problems for the Pirates. I like Wayne County to get back in the winning column and knock off Brunswick and send the Pirates to an 0-2 start, which I don't think a lot of people would have guessed that. Effingham at Houston. We're going to find out about Effingham real quick, and I think what we're going to find out is they're not better than Houston. I like Houston in that football game. Veterans goes to Womack Field. Statesboro licking its wounds after losing to in-county rival over in Brooklyn, Southeast Bullock. Veterans is a good football team. Blue Devil fans, I'm sorry. I think you start 0-2 here. Time to try and regroup here for Coach Dobson and his crew. Ware at Coffey. Ware's got to go to Douglas to play this. That's a tough place to win over in Douglas, but Ware is an animal. Ware's for real, and I'm not taking anything away from Coffey County. They're legit, too. Give me Ware County, though. Fredrika at West Nassau. Fredrika throttled Savannah last week. They won't do so against West Nassau this week. West Nassau gets the win. Windsor Forest at Brantley. I think Brantley, Coach Davis Shores gets the train on the track. They beat Windsor Forest. Coosa Christian at Pierce. Coosa Christian, you're not beating Pierce in the Bears Den. Tattnall at Metter. Metter will get the job done. I'd like Metter to have a good season, by the way. East Lorne at Dublin. Dublin showed me something last week. I'm a believer. I'm a believer in Dublin. They get it done at home against East Lorne. Swainsboro is going to go over to Twin City, and they're going to let out some frustration after getting beat by Dublin at home last week. They're going to blow out ECI. I don't think this game's close. Screven at Vidalia. Give me Screven. Charlton at MCA, a big, huge rivalry game. We'll find out about what's going on with both of these teams, both winners and big winners in week one. Give me MCA in the ship at home to beat Charlton. I'm not quite a big believer in Charlton yet. If Charlton wins this game, you got me. Bullock at Claxton. They'll go down the road to play the Tigers, and they will get that win. Give me Bullock Academy beating the Claxton Tigers in week two.
This has been the Jason
High School
Bishop
Football.
Show.
Let's go!
On the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Week two of the high school football season, and here are some key matchups from around South Georgia. The Richmond Hill Wildcats travel to Brunswick to take on the Glen Academy Red Terriers. Bullock Academy heads east on I-16 to take on the Claxton Tigers. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets will host the Brunswick Pirates at JC Stadium in Jessup, and a huge one as the Ware County Gators head over to Douglas to take on rival, the Coffey County Trojans. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
When life gets wild, get wilder. Soar higher. Roar louder. Get your feet wet, because wild times call for wild adventures. Explore 170 acres of rides and slides and discover over 100 exotic animals. It's the last chance to splash. Hurry over to Splash Island Water Park before the season ends on September 4th. Visit wildadventures.com for tickets and hours.
You're shriveling up.
is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at DBM.com.